You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
It's not enough to resolve to read more in the new year, as something like 12% of Americans do. You must have a plan, a program, a structure, and crucially, a group of wonderful, intellectually adventurous people to be accountable to. Welcome to Wired Book Club, back for 2017 and better than ever. If this is your first time, here's how it works. At the start of each month, we announce a new-ish sci-fi or fantasy title to read. New-ish meaning they've likely been released in paperback, so the cost isn't as high. Then we divide the book into chunks and post weekly check-ins, where we use the comments section for open conversation about the book up to that point. Best way not to miss these is to monitor the Wired Book Club landing page. At the end of the month, we interview the author, incorporating reader questions and feedback from the month's discussion. Et voila! A reading regimen you can believe in. Now, because it's already the second week of January, and many of us are still a bit bleary-eyed and slow-moving after the holidays, there's no point in burdening ourselves with a massive tome. Much better to set ourselves up for success with something manageable, something engaging. Something like a novella. For nearly half a century, the Hugo Awards have recognized a Best Novella of the Year, and in 2016, the honor went to Nnedi Okorafor's Binti. Now that its sequel, Binti Home, is coming out at the end of January, it's time we read the award-winning original. The story of a young woman who becomes the first of her people to be offered a spot at the galaxy's top university. Since it's only 90 pages, let's finish it by next week. We'll post a chat on Thursday. Intrigued? We hope so. See you soon, and happy 2017. This article posted by Wired staff.